Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Lovely Friday morning here and an interesting market out there.
And we have some interesting questions from our loyal listeners. Our first question, actually two questions, come from Andrew. His first question, Italy introduced a windfall profits tax for 1 year to punish banks for raking in big profits as a consequence of government fiscal failures. As President Reagan once said, the more the plans fail, the more the planners plan. What does Bob think about this move, and will other countries follow?
Love the quote by Reagan. It's absolutely true. The planning screws things up, so then they plan more. And the grabbing the extra declared extra gains is just straight state theft. So fascinating developments there. So I think many countries are going away from intrusion and more towards freedom.
Second question from Andrew. WeWork this week cited doubt about its ability to remain a going concern, which was obvious for years to many who understood their flawed business model. What are Bob's thoughts? Is this just an isolated event or signs of more to come as the uptrend in interest rates on U.S. 10-year treasuries looks well established?
Yeah, I think that one was just one of those highly speculative wizards that came along and reached ecstatic heights and then has been crashing. There's been a number of them, but what I think happened in July here was that there were individual stocks that went straight up, and then there was the Magnificent Seven that went straight up, and you only get that kind of action as a major bull market is concluding. And so we had thought that back in May that the markets could conclude the rally out of last October with a really good rush, and it did, and then falter in August, and then who knows, maybe late September find all kinds of trouble. Trouble can be a seasonal thing, Jim.
And of course, the problem with WeWork is they had leased out office space, in fact, even built office towers so that small businesses wouldn't have to lease their own office space. But then we found out during the pandemic, you can work from home, or now you see every coffee shop, people with their laptops doing business. And, you know, you have your muffins and your coffee right there.
Yeah.
You don't have to lease office space.
Yeah. It was a raging idea that came and went.
Our second question comes from Kathleen. And again, I haven't opened it. I'm sure there will be a musical reference in here. Anyway, our question from Kathleen. Hi, Jim and Bob. Zero Hedge headline, Kenya, depending on how you want to pronounce it, kicks eye-scanning WorldCoin to the curb, refuses to become data-harvesting guinea pigs. Wow, a global digital currency. Wow, her email is so big, I can't even open all of it. A digital currency where they can both freeze your bank account, tell you how to spend your money, control you through your eyes, and turn us into guinea pigs. This gives new meaning to Louis Armstrong's 1938 hit, Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
Peepers, yeah.
Where'd you get those eyes? Anyway, and also the 2001 horror movie of the same name. As the lyrics go, Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Okay, so good for Kenya or Kenya. But is this a game changer? My question for Bob, will Trudeau, Biden, and the EU politicians force us to adopt WorldCoin and force us to navigate by wearing those Google glasses? And a question for Jim, what would Sean Connery as James Bond say about this? Well, I would say it's a very sticky situation. And of course, we saw during the truckers' protest in Ottawa how willing a government is to seize your bank account.
Yeah.
If they happen to have a different opinion than you do. So, Bob, I think the whole thing is digital currency, where you don't have any cash in pocket. If there's a power failure, I guess you have no ability to buy gasoline or food for your family.
Well, they can try and control it, but the public will always define what currency and what is money and what they're going to use. Thank you, Kathleen, for your editorial.
And Bob, how people get around it, you know, there's currency restrictions. It's usually about 10 grand to go across the border with cash. Mobsters have found Pokemon cards. There's no limit on how much you can carry. And in Europe and in London and now here, local retailers are getting robbed of them because underworld is now using them for currency because there's no limit on the number of Pokemon cards you can transfer physically.
That's a good one. Sure, there'll always be a way for people to move everything, and they will eventually choose what they'll use as money, and I don't think it'll be anything too different. What I see coming is that the world is understanding that a central banker, given an excuse, will be reckless and will pump out the currency and credit and depreciate, and it's quite simple. You just put the central bank on a gold standard, and it limits their ability to be reckless.
Well, wasn't it the central banks that set up our current financial situation where they basically were giving the money away, zero interest rates, 1%, and then all of a sudden it's 5.5% in a year and a half?
Well, no, it was market forces lowered the interest to short rates, and It's market forces that raise them, and various aspects of the yield curve can change as we go into a post-bubble contraction. But the T-bill rate can go down, but junk rates and all the other stuff can go up as liquidity and credit disappears.
Our third question comes from Adam. I've heard you talk about the eventual evolution of our fiat currency to a gold-backed currency. Winston Churchill tried this as Chancellor of the Exchequer in the 1920s. That's the British equivalent of finance minister. I've read that the ensuing economic hardships imposed on Britons was too harsh, and this decision was eventually reversed. Why was this not successful, and what would the ramifications of this today? How can people prepare and benefit from such a change, and why wouldn't such a change fail again?
I haven't read about that one. I think it was 1926, and they went back on to gold at the old parity, and they might have gone back on gold at a new and more practical number, and then they got off gold because they had to to inflate to try and rescue from the depression. So it depends upon the resolve of government and the resolve of people forcing the government to do the right thing. And at some point, everybody will wake up and realize the right thing is to have the major, all currencies, convertible into gold. And I'm quite convinced it will happen. So.
What was it that Theresa May did as Prime Minister in England that forced her out, making her the shortest-lived Prime Minister in British history? She did something that would have crashed their pension plan.
I don't remember the detail, but her colleagues in the Conservative Party sandbagged her.
Well, here we have a headline from Henry Solomon from El Paso. Hi, there's an interesting headline you should discuss. In Istanbul's Grand Bazaar, demand for gold and dollars soars.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey's having an economic crisis, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, people go to what they consider as reliable currency. I remember a friend of mine, a geological engineer, start of his career in the early 60s, was in Greece, and they were evaluating former old gold-producing sectors and checking it out with modern geological techniques. And so it was going well, so they had to hire a few people, and they're paying with U.S. dollars. And the guys would take the cash, and the wife would buy a new dress and a sewing machine. And then the money just would just disappear after that. So my friend got to know the head guy in the village and asked about it. Well, they got the basics looked after, and then there was a little place where they could go and buy British gold sovereigns. And they knew what they were, and they hoped that they would never need them, but if they needed them, then they had them. So the public can always figure out the right thing to do.
Now, we always talk about how worldwide recognized U.S. dollars are. You can produce bring a U.S. dollar out of your pocket in the deepest, darkest jungles of either Africa or South America. They know what an American dollar is. But one thing that I found interesting, the actress Charlize Theron, when she was shooting reindeer games in Vancouver, wondered why all the businesses here insisted that Canadian money would be appropriate to use. I don't think she was aware that Vancouver was in Canada.
I don't know.
And besides, I would certainly take an American dollar over a Canadian dollar.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But maybe some small merchants weren't aware. But the joke really was is that she perhaps wasn't aware that Vancouver was a different country. We'll be taking a look at some of the interesting headlines that have come up this week when we continue with Bob Hoy.
Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more,
welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye this week from Breitbart: big investors decide that ESG is an underperforming fad.
Yeah.
ESG, yeah, Bob,
was,
what is that?
Applying wokeism to business operations.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Major shipper Maersk warns a prolonged and deeper downturn in global trade. And even though we had a dock strike in Vancouver for several weeks, I'm still not seeing the volume of cargo ships out there. And Maersk, their name was on the side of half the ships that park right here or dock in front of me in New Westminster. And I'm seeing it can go days without a ship. And
wow.
A few years ago, it was always packed.
Yeah. Well, there is a shipping index for container ships, and it's been in quite a steep decline for the last, I don't know, when I looked at it, maybe the last year and a half. So, yeah. So the basic shipping rates, international shipping rates, have come down substantially.
And we had a major shipper a few years ago go under, a Korean-based one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which probably should have sounded
when you're talking shipping, Jim, you have to be very careful when you say go under.
Yeah. sinking in a sea of red ink.
Yes, okay.
Groundhog Day for deadbeat Argentina. I guess that means repeating the same thing over and over and over again, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been using them as the example. The headline, Argentina thinks the U.S. should not be the senior currency. And then a few weeks later, it comes out that the problem with Argentina, it doesn't have enough dollars to meet its obligations, debt obligations. So, yeah, it's the usual thing that throughout financial history, it's always been difficult to service debt from a weak to a strong currency. And this is where everybody gets trapped. In the boom, they borrow money, U.S. dollars in New York, and then in the contraction, they have a problem of trying to service those obligations into New York. And then that then keeps the senior currency stronger than all others through a post-bubble contraction.
And these numbers might be slightly out of date, but the last I heard, Argentina will pay you like 82% interest on your bank account, their inflation is running at 115%.
Yeah.
So it's still a loser. It sounds like a good deal to start with.
Yeah.
Headline, happy days are here again, but you can't print grain or oil or uranium.
Oh, I have seen that line by inflationists since the early 1970s. And everybody figures out, oh, yeah, inflation is there because the Federal Reserve is printing money or the Bank of Canada is printing money. And then the really clever inflationist, oh, yeah, well, of course, you can't print wheat and you can't print copper. Oh, my God, you see that on every surge in price inflation. And the guys think it's clever.
Headline, inflation is about to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, well, it's already venged. And you take a look at how some of the basic prices have come down since June last summer. That was the peak, and a whole lot of things have come down. So your basic commodity prices have come down, and eventually it'll feed into, you know, consumer prices and retail and all that sort of stuff, and you won't have producer or retail prices going down, but they stop going up. So at some point,
China can no longer extend and pretend on municipal debt. That headline from Reuters.
Oh yeah, everybody's in a debt bubble over there, and there's absolutely no way that they can service it. So it will be an interesting contraction.
Headline from Yahoo, China's central bank adds more gold for the ninth straight month.
Now that, they are doing the right thing. Now probably staffers at the central banks that are buying gold because they think they're worried about global inflation. And at some point they'll begin to understand that the only reserve within a central bank should be gold. But there's got this BRIC thing that put the hit into the U.S. dollar a few weeks ago. The BRIC currency things are talking about making it convertible into gold and commodities. Mm. And I celebrate the first, but they will need to do a little more research. You do not want to have a currency convertible into commodities, because commodities are items that are priced in money terms, and gold ultimately is money. So, as I say, if they do a little more research, they'll realize that convertibility into gold is what will work.
Headline from the Wall Street Journal, a real estate haven turns perilous with roughly $1 trillion coming due. Ooh, that's a bit of an interest payment.
Yeah, that's a hell of a interest obligation, isn't it? Yep.
So what's the background on that one, Bob?
Oh, I didn't have time to look into it. It was just a hell of a good headline.
Well, I know the world's biggest real estate company in China is now failing again to pay interest that's due to investors on their bonds.
Yeah.
So it could be about them. Or or Evergrande, which is the second.
Oh, our old friends Evergrande. We haven't seen that about them in a month's time, but I'm sure Evergrande will come up with more headlines for us.
And our last headline, Democrats fret as young voters distance themselves from the party.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because many young people are naive and think that governments do good. And then a party that espouses big government is a do-gooder. But somewhere, perhaps this youth now are beginning to have a critical view on things. I'm welcoming it.
Well, maybe one of the problems with the Democrats is all their politicians are incredibly old, Bob. Now, no knock against people like you and I, but it's hard to identify with somebody who's got the same financial attitude as your great grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you, indeed. Yeah. It's like the old timers in Moscow's Red Square. They're standing reviewing the rockets going by, and they were all old. And then you take a look at the Democrat leadership, Biden, Pelosi, and the one from California.
Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is not just old, it's decrepit, but the party doesn't have a way of getting these problem people out of the loop. So maybe the next election will do it.
Well, Bob, always interesting to chat.
Very good then, Jim. We look forward to next week.
If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.